As a documentary photographer, it's important I blend in at weddings, that I wear what the guests are wearing at a wedding. So, for instance, today at the wedding I photographed, everybody was going to be wearing suits and ties. Well, the men were. The ladies were obviously wearing fabulous dresses. So I will dress in a suit and tie. The wedding tomorrow, for instance, is going to be a black tie affair. So I will dress in a dinner jacket and a black tie. This helps me blend in. I can't really do my job properly as a documentary photographer at a wedding if I haven't made an effort to blend in and use everybody else really as camouflage to do my job. It really gets my goat when I see videographers and other photographers at weddings in jeans or worse, combat gear. You know, the combat fatigues, these black combat trousers. And you have to wonder where they think they're going, what they think they're photographing. It's one of those things where you've got photographers saying, well, look at me, and they're placing themselves above the event, or at very least separate from the event. And they're giving themselves, in my view, they're giving themselves more importance than the event that they're photographing, because they're standing out. And I don't really believe in that. So you'd never catch me wearing jeans at a wedding, except for today. Even though the men were all wearing suits. I started the day wearing a suit, and I just happened to have a change of clothes in the back of the car, because I thought, because it was a wet day, that come the end of the day I might need to change into some dry clothes before I drove home. It was about an hour and a half drive home. So I had in the back of the car jeans, t-shirt, jumper, warm socks, dry socks, so I could change if I had to. But as it happened, I wore my jeans for most of the day, because the best man hadn't brought his trousers along. So he had his jacket, but he didn't have his trousers. And the only person who could really spare their suit for the day was me. So I gave the best man a loan of my suit for the day. So he got my jacket and he got my trousers. And I got his jacket, which he had. He was just missing the trouser part of his suit. And put on the jeans that I had in the back of the car, and that's how I photographed the day. Stood out like a sore thumb, felt very uncomfortable. Probably stood out more in my mind than in reality. And listen, it creates a great story for the couple. And I've got another anecdote. I've got another one I can tell at the dinner table. It reminds me actually of what happened at my own wedding, where I was a freshly minted husband, just married, and we arrived back at the hotel where my wife had been getting ready in the morning. And we arrived back from the church for the reception. And the first thing my wife does, my new wife, fresh out of the box, is she goes up to the hotel manager and feels the cuff of his shirt and says, "Oh, that looks really nice on you." So I'm thinking to myself, well, goodness me, I'm barely married 5 minutes and she's already chatting up other men. But what I didn't know had happened was we'd rented suits and shirts for the lads and my father and my father-in-law. And so we had 7 suits, but only 6 shirts turned up from the rental company. And it was my father-in-law's shirt that hadn't made it. And they looked everywhere for it. And eventually, in desperation, at this stage, my wife should have been at the church, but in desperation, my mother-in-law ran down to the front desk, and on duty was the hotel manager. And he, this is the Bayview in Ballycotton, by the way. And the hotel manager, Stephen Dalton, was standing behind the desk, and my mother-in-law ran up to him and said, "You wouldn't happen to have a spare shirt. We need a white shirt. My husband's white shirt hasn't turned up." And he looked at my mother-in-law and he said, "Well, what size?" And she gave him whatever collar size. And he took his jacket off, did the hotel manager, undid his tie, unbuttoned his shirt, and gave his white shirt that he was wearing to my mother-in-law. And that is, in fact, the white shirt that my father-in-law wore to my wedding, to the wedding ceremony. In return, the hotel manager got the loan of a shirt of one of my wife's uncles. And so that's where the comment came from, how well he looked in that shirt. So lots of funny things can happen with clothes on wedding days, and it's not just the bride and their dress. Things happen to the guys as well. Remind me, I must tell you about the time I split my trousers at a wedding. Oh, I split them terribly badly. I was wearing red underwear as well. Fortunately, even though they were split in the most embarrassing of places, the tailoring was such that provided I stood relatively straight and relatively still, the folds just naturally collapsed back in on themselves and closed the hole, if you like. So that was fortunate, and I was able to get out of that wedding without anybody noticing that I'd really rather ripped my trousers very, very badly indeed. I've also once tried to, I didn't do it on purpose. I backed into some lit candles in a church, and if you're trying to blend in quietly, setting fire to yourself really isn't one of the things you want to do. Anyway, I'm on a stream of thought now, and I didn't really intend that. I just thought I'd tell you about my little adventure today and how it was that, with my reputation of being somebody who is quite outspoken about the dress code for wedding photographers, would end up at a really nice wedding where all the men were wearing suits, photographing in a pair of jeans. Oh, it could only happen to a wedding photographer, eh?